Start recording. Record properties. Device colon.
Hi guys, this is Anons again with a podcast on hooking up your we've already had this discussion. Hooking up your Impro display to your computer. If you have a PacMate QX or BX with a 20-cell or 40-cell Braille display, you can go ahead and do this. I'll show you how to do this. But the process for hooking up any Braille display with JAWS is basically the same. I just happen to have my 20-cell Braille display from a PacMate. First of all, I'm going to get my PacMate out of its case. Okay. That's out. I'm going to get the trays. Okay, we got those trays. And for those of you who don't know how to unhook your PacMate display, a little bit dusty. What you do is on the bottom here, you have, I like to hold mine with the keyboard facing me. You have a little well to the right, and you just take your finger and put your finger in that well. And you push to the right, and you hear that click. You take it, I like to set it on the table, and just slide the Braille display out from the PacMate. Take the Braille display drawer, and you can figure which one is the PacMate drawer and which one is the Braille display drawer, because the PacMate drawer has two drawers in it. And you just slide it in the PacMate, put it in there, it snaps in. And take the other one and slap it into the Braille display. Now, before we do anything with the display, we need to hook it up to the computer. And I have a tray that I put mine on here. I'm going to move my mic a little bit closer to me. Okay, there we go. I'm going to get my cable. And they do provide you, when you purchase a PacMate or any sort of Braille display, they do allow you a big, long USB cable, not a big one, but you can get smaller ones. I decided to put my Braille display on the tabletop here. Okay, so the big end goes into the computer. Let's see if I can find the port. Ah, here it is. Let's see if I can get it in there now. Okay. And then the other side obviously goes into the Braille display. And oops, that was, yeah, it's fine. On the right side, there's nothing. On the left side, there's a small window, I guess you could call it, where the mini USB cable goes into. And if you need a shorter USB cable or even a longer one, you can also get that. And I've hooked up my display. It says PM Display 20-cell-40. But this is the 20-cell, obviously. So we're going to go into JAWS here. We're going to minimize this window.
Desktop, folder view, list view, JAWS 10.0, 6 of 37. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, that's where we need to be. So we're going to press, enter.
JAWS context menu, options submenu.
I'm going to go hit right arrow and options. Going to go to down arrow until you hear Braille display.
Basics, .. voices, sub, Braille, .. L.
Well, Braille.
Leaving menus, Braille basic settings dialog. The active Braille display is no display. Default Braille display.
Okay, and what this means is when you get your Braille display configured, do you always want the PacMate? I've got PacMate on the brain. Do you always want JAWS to recognize the PacMate display or whatever display you have, or do you not want to do it and go automatically and manually go and select this display? So we're going to add a new display.
Modify set, show Braille, load, translation, add Braille display, .. button to activate. Select components dialog. List 1, list view. Packmate display checked. 1 of 22. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
And I'll go through and just let JAWS read you how many braille displays and devices it supports. So here we go. That's the first one is Packmate.
Focus not checked.
Let's see, I'll do this. Okay, and that was the last one, the,
RBT40, left parent, rabbit, right parent, not checked.
RBT40, we're going to go back up here.
Not selected, Packmate this.
With control home.
Packmate display
and
checked.
Packmate display is checked, so we're...
Description, read only, next greater button to activate, press space bar, alt plus N.
Since I already have this configured, I'll go ahead and press next and see what...
Select the braille display that you want to use each time you start JAWS.
If... That's the, selecting the braille display. If you want, if you start JAWS, you would first put it into, you'd start up JAWS, you turn off your computer, put the braille display in, start up your computer, JAWS would start up, then it would automatically recognize the display, but we're not.
Left back button, finish button, cancel button to activate. Braille basic.
I'm not going to do that, since I already have this in here.
Trans, show, modify, default braille, cancel button, default braille, no display, Packmate display, modify, add, okay button.
Okay. But basically, that's all you had to do to get that started. Now you've got to uninstall JAWS. Uninstall. Quit JAWS and get it back up and running again.
JAWS, exit. Leap.
Okay, so I'm going to just hit...
JAWS for Windows is ready. For a list of Gold Wave commands, press JAWS key plus H.
Okay. And it's saying press a cursor running key. I'm sorry, writing button. My bad. And we're going to go into a couple settings here, because I don't know how good my...
Basic, voices, sub, braille, dot, leaving menu, modify settings, dot, button, set options for the Packmate display, braille, disk, okay, button, JAWS dialog, braille, bit, show, braille, translate, add, braille, disk, select components,
no,
dialog, braille, basic settings, dot, okay, button, advanced, dot, default, dot, JCF, dash, JAWS, config, translate, advanced, braille, display, okay, button, that, cancel, button, dot, firmness, colon, 75%, 50%, 25%, 100%. OK button to activate, press space bar. Default.jcf dash JAWS translation, flash message, user pen, quick, auto, act, braille, enable braille, 8. Work, cursor setting, OK button to activate, press, braille basic settings dialog, OK button to activate.
OK, I just want to make sure. And let's go to basically everything that JAWS is telling you, you can read on a display. This is saying JAWS 10.0. 6 of 37, if I press I for internet, it says internet, 26 of 37, and what I like to do is hook up my braille display, and we'll go ahead and press internet and go to, let's say, Engadget.
Windows Internet Explorer, Mushroom FM Internet Radio, Mushroom.
And I'll show you what you can do with the display in a few minutes when I get this website pulled up.
Address edit, type in. 1%, Mushroom FM Internet Radio Station. 100%. Engadget. 100%. 99%. 100%.
It's moving faster than it was yesterday. Connection must be...
There are no headings on this page.
Yeah, there are.
Screen updated. 1%.
That's
good. 100%. RSS feed. Page has 6 frames. 25 headings.
There
RSS. 100%.
We go. And we're going to go up to the top of the page and hit
Engadget heading level 1 link. Google /O2010 heading level top stories heading level 3.
Hit top stories.
Fox Mobile launches MacBook beta. Hulu for your phone heading level 4 link. Firefox Home coming soon to iPhone will sync with desktop browser heading level 4 link. The Swinger hacks any song to .. Swing heading level 4 link. Modern transmits YE games to iPod. Sony looks to boost PSP Go sales with 10 free games .. And a huge 7 months later the Nikon D3S is still a unicorn heading level 4 link. Sony looks to boost PSP Go sales with 10 free games.
Okay, and so we loaded up that article by just pressing enter. And now
RSS feed, Android.
We're going to go back up here and
Engadget heading level 1 link visited. RSS feeds. Google i/O20 HTC HTPI Engadget show iPhone OS 4 Apple iPad Sony looks to boost PSP.
Go. There we go.
Blank. Bye. Link Donald Mielinson. Link graphic media posted May 26, 2010, 7:22 p.m.
And everything Jaws is saying, I'm getting on my bonus
brain. Blank. Visited link graphic 09/PSP-go-unboxing-official-RM. We're not sure if this is the quote. Link relaunched quote. That we've been hearing about, but it looks like. Link PSP Go.
To just give it a sale for a couple minutes.
Link PSP Go buyers in the UK will soon have one big new reason to consider the UMD-less-handheld-Sony says that it'll be throwing in the whopping 10 free game downloads with each system. That deal will apparently also apply to at least some existing PSP Go customers left parent those that registered their system after April 1st right parent, and it looks like you'll get a surprisingly solid lineup of games, including titles like Little Big Planet, Gran Turismo, Whip Out Tour, Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars, and Need for Speed Shift, to name a few. Unfortunately, comma.
Okay, and I just stopped it there, and it says, unfortunately, there's no indication on when or if the promotion will launch, and I'm just going to stop there. So basically everything that you can read in JAWS,
desktop,
you can read with your bonus
email. Minutes.
Let's press email, and I'll just go into something. Let's just see if I get any email. And it looks like I do.
Address, Ashley Reynolds, re:FW:Samantha:Web5/26/...
Okay, we're not even...
Address, Robert C. re:LineTechRightParentDiskFormat:Web5/...
Here we go, okay. So,
from colon.
I just opened up this email, and... I'm just going to go to the...
Top of file, disk management as option.
Top of the file here, and it says JAWS message, top of file, it says disk... Management has options to create or remove partitions. It cannot be used. Basically, this is just a message thread on a mailing list I'm on.
Inbox
and it's just
address. Scene recolon left parent line tech right parent MP3 cut web 5/ address. Cindy handle recolon left parent line tech right parent can't connect to the internet web 5/26.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Let's read this one.
From colon.
And just go
top
here.
Of file. Well, I, top of file. Well, I don't know. Since I was going to the computer shop anyway to pick up this netbook and drop off my desktop, I took it and left it for them to figure out. Cindy-. For blank.
Okay.
Inbox.
Well.
Share.
I don't know if that was a very
good idea or not. Desk.
But that's basically how it works. And if you want to disconnect it for some odd reason, you can disconnect it and keep the cable in. And if you say you come home from day work and you want to connect it again. Oh, come on. Connect. And it's connected, and it's... So it gives me email 33 of 37. So, you know, it's a very good system to use, and I use it a lot, actually, for reading books on my Packmate, reading email and web articles like I showed you here on my... PC.
Inbox dash Microsoft out. Inbox.
So we're just gonna.
I am dash Ashley. Gold wave. Gold wave. The open.
I want to also do it there too. That was my IM client. My fiance is online now. Supposedly she just chatted me, and I just use that for like when I'm in a Skype conference, and I have a problem with not being able to understand Skype and then understand. Well, not Skype. Apparently, the people on Skype and JAWS at the same time. So I'll whip out my Braille display and read what she has written to me while I'm talking to people on Skype. Or while talking to people on Skype, I'll be writing her a message and reading it in Braille. I just took my Packmate display to my QX. So that's ready to go now the next time I need to use it. This has been a tutorial provided by Aaron Linson. Free charge, you don't have to pay me for it. I don't mind doing it at all. My next topic actually is going to be on how to hook up the Packmate and use it instead of your big keyboard. If you just want to, you know, just set the Packmate on the desk And you've got instant keyboard access, and you also got Braille right at your fingertips. It's a very good way of using the PacMate to its advantage, and also JAWS as well. And I'll show you how to hook that up and get that done. I use that a lot, too. And I'm hoping to get it through Bluetooth in a couple months when I can actually have money to get the compact flash card from Freedom Scientific, because the card is expensive, man, I'm telling you. But that's going to be my next adventure here. So I'm hoping that I can get that set up and do a podcast on it for you guys. So if you all want to leave any comments, my email address, no caps on anything I'm about to give you, is aaron.linson@gmail.com. That is aaron.linson@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at blindpodcaster, blindpodcaster. You can call me on Skype and I will add you, alinson18, again, no caps on anything, alinson18, no spaces. You can also chat me on AIM, linson1989, linson1989. So, this has been Aaron Linson again with another podcast coming from, well, my podcasting studio and everything else that I own. So, yeah, I will see you guys in the next podcast.